Midnight Bayou by Nora Roberts. For Leslie Geldman, a woman who understands the value of time. God stands winding his lonely horn, and time and the world are ever in flight, and love is less kind than the gray twilight, and hope is less dear than the dew of the morn. William Butler Yeats. Midnight Bayou.
Prologue. Death, with all its cruel beauty, lived in the bayou. Its shadows ran deep, cloaked by them, a whisper in the marsh grass or rushes, in the tangled trap of the kudzu, meant life or fresh death. Its breath was thick and green, and its eyes gleamed yellow in the dark. Silent as a snake, its river swam a sinuous line, black water under a fat white moon, where the cypress knees broke the surface like bones, piercing skin. Through the dark moon-dappled water, the long knobby length of an alligator carved with barely a ripple. Like a secret, its threat was silent. When it struck, its tail whipping a triumphant slice through the water, when it clamped the unwary muskrat in its killing jaws, the bayou echoed with a single short scream, and the gator sank deep to the muddy bottom with its prey. Others had known the cruel, silent depths of that river, knew, even in the vicious summer heat, it was cold, cold. Vast with secrets, the bayou was never quite still. In the night, under a high hunter's moon, death was busy. Mosquitoes, voracious vampires of the swamp, whined in a jubilant cloud of greed, players of the marsh music. They blended with the buzzes, hummed.